Jesse Allen catching up now with Arlen Suderman of Stone X. Arlen, looking at the grain and oilseed markets again, more strength shown here today, led now by soybeans and bean oil. Meal taking a bit of a breather, but otherwise everything else showing some decent strength. What are you seeing in the grain trade here that stands out on this Thursday?
Well, I think it comes in the background of the outside markets are quiet. We had the Fed yesterday's statement raising interest rates 75 basis points. No surprises in their statements at all. And as we talked about yesterday, that allows the grain and oilseed markets to kind of continue to focus on supply and demand fundamentals. And even this morning's GDP data, which shows us now technically in a recession, well, that was all anticipated by Wall Street. So the focus is on the fundamentals. What are the fundamentals? The hot signals, the heat signals, and the dry signals continue to increase as we turn the calendar to August on Sunday for the Midwest. It looks like high pressure is going to set up over the central plains and extend its fingers across much of the Midwest over the next 10 to 15 days. And many of the areas that are going to be driest during that 15-day period are areas that missed out on rains over the last 2 weeks as well. So concerns about flash drought at this critical time are growing, and money is flowing back into the grain and oilseed markets to build in that risk premium.
Arlen, weekly export sales report this morning didn't really look like much to write home about there. Some net cancellations in beans and corn looked fairly sluggish again here this week.
Yeah, it really did. We did see some new crop soybean sales, but other than that, nothing too exciting. But that just shows that this market is, it really kind of feels like, okay, we know what's happening with old crop. Our concern now is focused on the new crop, and that means we have to watch the weather because those balance sheets are still tight and looks like they're going to get tighter.
Over in livestock, it feels like cattle's trying to find some direction today, Arlen. Hogs as well coming off the highs a little bit here near midday. But overall, weekly export sales there were okay. It just feels like we're kind of treading some water right now in the protein sector.
Yeah, this week's cash trade so far has been a little bit disappointing, steady to weaker on the cattle side. And what's ironic is we're trading cash hogs almost up to levels that we're trading cash cattle. That's a fascinating thing to be watching right now. And that's really the story. As you said, we are, other than the August contract, we are weaker in many of the contracts today in the lean hog futures contracts, a little bit of a pullback. But this is a market that's fascinating to watch because the hog numbers have not been there for processing. The carcass weights have not been there. Now with the heat coming in, that's going to make it tough for us to seasonally start increasing those weights and numbers going forward. So supplies have been tight, product prices have been solid, and even without the export demand, we've been seeing a tight supply because of the hogs aren't there to process. So we've had good support there in lean hogs. It's just that we can't sustain a rally every day, and so today we're seeing a little bit of profit taking there.
And that's comments with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at Stone X. Coming up this afternoon, we'll talk to markets with Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing. Coming up on the full episode of Market Talk this afternoon. That's going to do it for the Market Talk Midday Commentary for this Thursday, July 28th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.